Two new extras that are very nice additions are the dossier and history functions. The dossier lets you keep track of your battle and campaign results. Create a dossier for as many names as you'd like. General Patton, General Bugs Bunny, General Throg.
Throg no general. Throg eat generals.
When you play a campaign or scenario, you can assign a particular general to it. The results will be saved in that general's record.
Of course, it's kind of odd that one general can lead any of the Allied armies. Can you imagine Patton leading the Red Horde?
Dossiers are password protected. Anyone can examine your glorious, or dubious, record, but only you can assign a battle or a campaign to a dossier you created.
Gee, what would the real military be like if the generals could pick and choose what battles they wanted to fight? Can we say chain of command?
You can also have the game keep a history of your battles, unit by unit, move by move.
This feature I like a lot, but it's got some quirks. First off, the report box you access during the game shows information on one unit at a time. Useful in some situations, but tedious if you want to see what's been happening to your entire command. You need to remember to turn the recording on way back before you start a scenario or campaign, and even after this, I had some trouble with the game not finding files it needed or just giving me an error. Also, the text was sometimes scrambled. Definitely a feature in progress.